for Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
Fev wants to meet Royals, Royals.
Fev, the challenge was set only 4 days ago. On Monday morning, I said to you, Fev, having met a royal myself in Prince Charles and shaking his hand, I said, you should meet a royal this week. It'll just put us on the right pecking order. You are the king of the jungle.
Yep.
It's wrong that you hadn't met a royal. So you had 3 days to plan your attack. Mm-hmm. Harry and Meghan were in town yesterday. You knew all the locations they would be at.
Quick visit.
It was a quick visit. Yeah. But how could they not want to meet the Loosh, the big Fevolution, yep, the man himself? Mm. So you set out, you had a plan, you had a couple of plans.
I had a couple of plans.
Let's be honest, one fell over the second you left the building yesterday.
We've had an early problem. Fev, what have you done?
I walked out of the studio and I saw our motor transport and I'm rattled and I've just jumped in this maxi cab and I forgot my plan B, my Sharon.
You haven't brought the footy.
Plan A has to work.
Oh, no. That was your safety net.
That was my go-to.
Because Plan A, which is quite involved and you haven't broken it down for us, is likely to fail.
100% fail by it.
So this has to work.
I'm motion sickness. I just don't like riding passenger.
We're better than a maxi cab. Why are we in this?
I don't understand.
It stinks.
Shit.
This is high security, Fev, but it's about to go down.
Yeah, all the security are fine. They've seen the kings here. But I can let everyone know now that all these guys behind me, my posse, they've all got Fifi, Fev and Byron's shirts on.
Underneath their jackets?
Underneath their jackets. Okay. So they're going to rip them off and we're going to punch out the Royals' wedding song, Stand By Me.
I love that.
They're going to have to look.
You have roped in Adult Glee Club of Melbourne. How could they not stop? 30 people pouring out.
It'd be quite rude if they didn't.
It would be rude. This is a surefire winner.
Because I've left Plan B at home.
That was the Sheeran.
Yeah. The who? It's not Ed. It's
Sheeran. The Sheeran. I apologise. Sorry.
I didn't leave Ed at home.
I had Sheeran.
It's called
on my
a Sheeran.
Mind.
He's from Sydney, so he doesn't understand what a Sheeran is. But anyway, stay tuned.
Sheeran.
Fev, what a plan.
Yes.
I mean, when you said you had 30 people wrangled, I didn't know you'd gone to the Adult Glee Club of Melbourne to learn Harry and Meghan's wedding song and made famous by the choir at their wedding.
Yep.
Stand By Me. So there you were, courtside.
Yep.
Harry and Meghan are walking along. Mind you, they're zigzagging.
Oh,
you don't know
God.
Which side they're
going to be. That was stressful.
You don't know which side they're going to be on.
I didn't want Meghan because, we've seen her on Suits and, she's we just didn't want to interrupt her because she's pregnant. We wanted her to hang out with the kids.
Well,
I wanted Harry. I wanted Harry.
He's the royal.
And they crossed over.
Oh, no,
we're not going to get him.
Okay, let's relive the moment. So Harry is walking past.
Timing.
Now, listen, if you hear a ding, listen very closely because that's Harry speaking. The audio is a bit low. So listen clearly. When you hear the ding, that's Harry. Here is Fev with the Adult Glee Club of Melbourne performing Stand By Me for Harry and Meghan.
Now, Byron, I think the time has come. World media has assembled. The air of anticipation is upon us.
The screaming has already started. They are down the hill. The car will drop them off at this roundabout as they head up to Government House. Now, Fev is in position. They will be performing the same song that was sung at Harry and Meghan's wedding. Of course, Stand By Me was performed at the wedding.
Oh, my God, they're here. They're right there.
Oh. Meghan is now directly opposite us.
I know. What are we going
to
do?
You do have the option to start the song
she'll
soon.
Wait. She won't go too far. I just think we wait for Harry.
Mr. Fair, right. Harry.
Ready?
Okay.
No, not yet, not yet.
Yeah. Fair, just timing this.
And go. Go.
Okay. Okay. Here they go.
Night has come. Louder. And the land is dark.
They're in full voice. So far, Meghan has her back to us.
Louder.
Harry, though, is right in place.
Here we go.
Darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
Okay, here he goes.
Harry!
He's right in front of us now.
Stand by.
He said, much better than the original. Quote, much better than the original.
Stand by me.
Look at this.
Stand by me.
Fev, this is a success.
Woo!
What about the Adult Glee Club of Melbourne?
Oh.
What? My friend, you did it. Not only did you do it, you got his attention. If you missed what Harry said, firstly he went, "Who's singing?" And he was looking around confused. Then he claimed, "Better than the original." Mm-hmm. What you can't see also on the video, go to Fefefe and Byron. He's dancing. He dances as you serenade him.
Yeah, because we put a lot of cameras in place, Boxy. So we had a lot of the Fox team,
online guys.
We had literally cameras everywhere.
We're talking about global news, Feb. Oh, you're made. News.com.au. Better than the original. Harry dances to serenaders. Daily Mail. That's not hard to get, actually.
SBS News. Melbourne
crowd serenades Prince Harry.
Wow.
Brides.com. Niche website, but you got press.
Very big in the bridal community.
Australian choir performed Prince. I mean, I won't lie. You're not in the headlines, which is a bit disappointing. But you've made the press.
I got a tweet last night, late at night when I woke up, and it was from Daily Mail UK, actually asking permission if we can use the video.
That's unlike them.
Yeah. I was shocked. English, so much more polite.
See it all right out our Instagram, FFF Byron, and right after this, a very special guest from one royal to another.
Warnie!
1019, The Fox.
This guest just happens to be one of the finest bowlers in the history of cricket. He's just hanging out with us.
Australian royalty,
yeah,
really.
I mean, really. I mean, with the royals here, we've got this man in our studio anyway. Shane Warner's here, guys.
Warnie!
Yes, thank you very much for having me, guys. Great to be here.
Beautiful book.
Thank you.
This is No Spin, Shane Warne with Mark Nicholas, but just a beautiful book before you even open it. You'd buy that just to sit on your coffee table.
Look at his eyes. They're two different colours.
Oh, they're piercing.
Thank you. Thank you. It took about a year to do.
That photo.
Yeah, the touch-ups on the photo, yeah, took about a year to make me look half decent.
Well done. Well bowled, Fifi.
Yeah, bowling,
bowl, Fifi.
Now, Warnie,
yes.
Obviously it took a long time, and it is hard to write a book, especially what you've done. You've literally ripped the Band-Aid off everything.
Yep.
And I just went to page 304. Oh, yes, right.
Well, he's been reading this all morning.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I got a bit of traction. I'll send the invoice
you
in.
You rocked it.
There was one.
You're
little,
the king.
Yeah, I am.
Of the jungle.
You were the king before you went in, and you were the king when you went out because you got paid $2 million. What the hell? I need to renegotiate.
So you reveal in the book what you were paid to do that series, and I think it's sizably more than what Fair was paid.
Sizably.
Well, is that what was like? The whole book is brutally honest. And I was trying to give some context because I'd been asked to do Big Brother. I'd been asked to do Dancing with a Star. I'd been asked to do a lot of those reality shows, and I said no. And then I said to my agent, said, look, I think they're pretty keen on getting you, James Erskine and Andrew Neofutu. They said, look, I think they're pretty keen to get you on I'm a Celebrity. I said, there is no way I'm doing it. And I just thought I'd throw out a figure. So, look, I'm not doing it unless they pay me $2 million. He goes, all right, I think I can get it. And I went, okay.
And then he rang
me. And then he rang me and said, you got it? I went, now I have to say yes.
No, you went, oh, shit, better do it.
And in fairness to Warnie, were playing for the Yarrawonga Pigeons at the time.
I didn't have a job. I took my 20 grand and I was wrapped. But then I got this job. So,
yeah, but now you're getting a couple of million bucks a year for radio. So you're doing okay.
There we go. Fist bump. Yeah. There we are.
Now, mate, and he didn't deny it. Did you see that? It was a fist bump and didn't deny it either.
I actually am concerned he didn't deny it.
Now, mate, you've written about everything, about your life. And I just said to Boxy before you came in, I was looking at your photos and, geez, if you wanted to live a life and come back as someone else, SKW is the man. You have lived an amazing life. You've met amazing people. You've been all over the world. Mm-hmm. And you are an absolute superstar. You are my mate, but you are an absolute superstar.
Thank you, Fev.
How did everyone take this?
Yeah, well, the feedback I've had so far has been amazing. I've actually been blown away. I think the one thing with the book is, and also with me, is I've never pretended to be something I'm not. I've always been straight up. I've always been honest. Yes, I've made some silly mistakes. And you know what? I'll make a lot more too.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Yeah. But my journey has been amazing. You know, some of the things I've experienced playing in an Australian team, traveling around the world with those guys, with some unbelievable players, beating every team home and away.
Smashing.
And, you know, just say that Chris Martin's one of your best friends because we met in an elevator.
It's insane.
Yes, sometimes it's like, really, is this happening? But I'm very, very lucky and I feel honoured and privileged to have that sort of life so far. I'm grateful for it. But above all, I got three amazing kids. And at the moment, with they're reading the book and they're asking me questions
about
it.
How are they taking it?
Yeah, they love it.
They're
really proud of it. And my son posted an amazing picture. They all posted pictures, but my words of my son saying, I can't wait for you, everyone out there, to get to know the real Shane Warne that I call Dad.
Oh,
and it was
beautiful.
Like, you know, perception doesn't always equal reality.
Mm.
And I know I bought a lot of stuff on myself and I know all that stuff and there's been some headlines and that, but at the end of the day, I'm proud of the book and I'm proud of what I've been able to achieve. And to be able to bring joy to people's life and make people smile from entertaining and playing cricket, that's something that not everyone has the opportunity, so I'm grateful for
well
that.
Well said, Shane. And this is Boxy, just a little...
We're going back to I'm a Celebrity.
No, I'm off that.
Get over it, Feb. It's okay, mate.
I'm actually... No, it's okay that I beat you. What?
Oh,
no, I wasn't going to say that.
You can win.
No, I wasn't going to...
Which one would you rather have won?
100%. These are the circles that Warner used to just mix
okay.
in. He's, there's one. This is just one page of pictures. He's got Michael Jordan... Michael Hutchins, Joe Montana, Sylvester Stallone, Sugar Ray Leonard, Shaquille O'Neal and Michael Johnson just hanging out with them. That's one page.
Oh, look at that.
Have a look at the people he's hanging out with.
Warner, you've met so many huge famous people. Do you sometimes have to think to yourself, did I meet them? Because you've met so many, like, do they all leave lasting memories?
Yeah, you know what? They're amazing when you meet those guys because, you know, we watch them on the movies and we go, oh, how cool is that? And then suddenly you're sitting at the same table having a drink with them and they're asking you questions about it. And, you know, Matt Damon, he was an amazing guy. He loves his poker. And in Vegas a few years, I got to know Matt, and not very well, but just to say hello. And we've hung out a few times, and he's really cool. One of the funniest ones, though, and I feel like I'm name dropping, which I probably am, but
you're
asking
to.
Me. So it was James Packer's wedding.
Yeah.
And James came up and said, oh, look, I want
hang
you to
I'll
meet.
I'll just pick that up.
Yeah, hang on. He said, I want you to meet a friend of mine called Tom. And I went, okay. So I come over, and it's Tom Cruise,
no
right? And James is telling him about cricket and stuff. And suddenly Tom Cruise giving it the, wow, man, good on you. And he just kept sort of poking me in the chest saying, good on you. I'm going, okay, thanks, Tom. It was great. I'm really glad you like the cricket, mate. And just sort of thought, you know, one of those moments, how do I get out of this? And I thought, it's Tom Cruise. I can't just sort of walk away. And I went, oh, hang on, I've got to go. Sorry, mate. And just walked off. But he was like, he was so pumped. He was like, man, what you've done on the cricket. Good on you, man. Good on you. And started poking me. I'm like, okay, thanks, Tom.
You
great
know,
to meet
he's,
you.
He has brushed Maverick.
Yeah.
I mean, you.
No, I didn't brush.
Best person you've ever met.
The most interesting person, I would say Chris Martin.
Chris Martin.
I think he's super intelligent. He's super bright. He's such fun. He's so down to earth. He's charming. He's great with my kids. He's just a loyal friend.
Biggest regret?
My biggest regret? I think the toughest thing to write in the book was how I hurt my family. That was the toughest stuff. Going through a divorce is pretty hard work for young children. So that's probably my biggest regret, how that all worked out.
I thought you were going to say going out in 99, but yeah.
No. So that was tough to write about, and because I brought the hurt to the children. But in a way, it's enabled us to have a better relationship now because we talk, we communicate really well. And I did say to him, look, it's my job as a father to embarrass you because...
That's what dads
and
do.
And I said, not like that though, Dad.
Well, the book is no spin. I know it's a huge day for you today, mate. So to hang out here live in the
studio... thanks, guys.
...was great. Now, they've pushed forward the Dimmicks Melbourne to noon, so I reckon you're getting the lunchtime crowd now. So
yes, 12 o'clock.
Dimmicks Melbourne at noon for Shane Warne and then at 5 p.m. So knock-off time is going to be very busy at Southern Cross Station. He'll be at the W.H. Smith right there.
Yeah,
so
I'm pumped. I can't wait to see everyone. It'll be, turn out. As I said, the feedback for the book's been great. And Feb, stop perving on the pictures.
Stop looking at the girls.
He's pointing to people in my book.
101.9 The Fox.
Stand by. Massive announcement.
She's a matchmaker mama.
Yes, it's our matchmaking mama's party next Thursday at Alumbra, Docklands Feef.
Okay, news has just come through. This is unbelievable. This is pinch yourself, stop, Bev. We have performing at our matchmaking mama's singles party, Charlie XCX. I don't
care. You've got to be joking.
She's coming.
I mean, this is hot. Are you kidding? Does she know what the party is?
Charlie XCX is going to be at our Matchmaking Mama's party. I just want to break the rules.
This has just got bigger. I mean, it couldn't get any bigger.
Not R&B Fridays, the mama one.
Yeah, no, matchmaking mama singles party.
No, Charlie XCX isn't going to R&B Fridays Live.
No?
She's coming to our singles party.
Wow, all right. Well,
what is that?
Let's just play one of her many hits right now. We love this one. Woo. Dirty Sexy Money with David Guetta and Afrojack and French Montana and Charlie XCX.
These tickets were already hot. They just got a lot hotter.
Unbelievable. Fox.com.au to register.
101.9 The Fox.
Charlie XCX is coming to our matchmaking mama's singles party. We've just made the announcement. She's got a brand new single, 1999.
Huge.
Which is out now. Yes, thank you, Donald Trump. It features Troye Sivan. Now, that's a banger as well. Charlie XCX confirmed for next Thursday night, the Matchmaking Mama's Party, right here on the Fox. Fox.com.au if you want to score your invite to Alumbra in Docklands.
That's a bloody great get.
Oh. It's huge. It's so
big.
Like, she plays arenas. Yeah. She's playing Matchmaking Mama's Singles
She opened
party.
The VMAs.
Now, if you're not familiar with our Matchmaking Mama's Singles
Party,
will
be now.
Why we're doing this is it's a singles party, so we want single people to hook up and find love and have a great summer. And we thought, bring your mums along because, well, look, mums are great matchmakers, yep. One, but also we're trying to fast track. Don't waste time with someone your mum doesn't like.
Yep.
So get the approval on the night before you even pursue them. Now, single guys listening, we are about to do a single boy blitz.
Wow.
You don't even have to bring your mum.
Whoa.
131060. I'll explain in a second, but if you are a single guy looking for a bit of action and you want to come to our Matchmaker Mama Singles Party, we've got so many hot women coming. We've now got Charlie XCX performing live at the party. Call now. Now, this is because, to be honest, we're a little out of kilter and we want it to be 50-50. So,
too many girls.
Boys, by the way, you and three mates. So it'll be you and three mates coming.
Okay.
And mind you, or throw your mum into that mix.
Love it.
Maybe
you can still bring your mum.
But bring your mates.
Yeah, no, we're getting so many intros. It's such a hot party.
Unbelievable.
But we just want to make sure there's enough boys for girls.
While we wait for the calls to come through, R&B Friday. Stop talking about me being single. A special R&B Fridays treat.
Walks through the grocers and she sees a hot guy. She walks right up to them with a smile and says hi.
Hello.
Cause I've been single and lonely so long that even my mama thinks that my chances are gone. Been spending most of my life with my mum giving me love advice.
Tuck your shirt in.
She's been meeting brand new guys, convincing them that I'd be a perfect find. Matchmaking mama.
Well, phones have gone crazy, by the way.
Okay, now we've got limited tickets for this. This is just a blitz, by the way. So this will be the one and only blitz to get just to balance the ledger. A few more single guys there.
That's a good ratio.
Kai in Templestowe. Hey, Kai.
Hey, how you going?
You're coming, Kai, and you get three mates.
All right, sweet. That sounds
there
good.
We go.
Awesome.
Evening up the numbers here.
Daniel in Sunshine West, you're coming.
Oh, thank you very much.
Have you got a few mates to bring with you?
I've got plenty.
Excellent. Brendan in Geelong, you're coming.
Beautiful.
Matchmaking Mama's Party, lots of hot chicks there already. We've got Ash in Boronia. You're coming, Ash?
Yes, 100%.
Excellent. Got three mates. Well, would you even consider bringing your mum?
Oh, I've got a couple of good-looking roosters to come with me.
Yeah.
And Ben in Sydenham, you and three mates are coming.
Yeah, sounds good.
No, but girls, I reckon they all sounded good.
Yeah, he's a young tradie, I think, Ben.
Hey, Ben, you got a couple of mates?
Yeah, I've got a few mates.
Good-looking roosters?
Yeah, they're all right.
Woo-hoo. There we go.
Would you consider bringing your mum too, Ben?
We'll see.
Mum might get an invite.
Special dispensation has been given to these guys. They don't have to bring their mum because we're just a bit short on single guys. Fox.com.au as well if you want to register. It all goes down at Docklands next Thursday, Alumbra in Docklands.
101.9 The Fox.
So much happening this morning. In fact, in 13 minutes, my mum is going in for to have her gallbladder removed.
Well, that's another.
So a big shout out to my mum.
Certainly another.
I thought your mum was coming in.
Something we can point to on the show.
No, I bring this up because,
Pearl,
she hasn't been well, and a big shout out to all the staff, all the nurses and doctors at Knox Private Hospital. They've been taking great care of her. But no, yesterday after the show, whilst you were heading off to see the Royals, I was racing out to Knox Private Hospital. And because she had pancreatitis.
Oh, Pearl. Mm.
So now they've decided to take out the gallbladder. All will be okay, but wishing Mum lots of luck with that.
Yes, all the best, Pearl.
Now, I had
But also coming up, R&B Friday's live tickets. Just another
I'll tell Pearl you said
Byron.
That.
Byron.
I can't believe that's so heartless.
Wow.
Mum's having surgery in like 10 minutes.
She'll be fine. She'll be good.
Anyway, so yesterday after the show, I raced to Trixie's kinder, got her out of kindy. And that was hard because they were on an excursion. So Trix is on an excursion. She's got a little hat on, you know, those cute little hats they wear when they're out in the sun.
Have to wear with a hat, yeah.
With the, what do you call it?
It's like a little...
The Foreign Legion.
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah. So got her out. I'm like, I know you're having a great show, a great time at the art show, but you've got to come with Mummy. And she's like, we're going to see Pearl. And I hate taking kids to hospitals because Pearl will be fine. Like it's pancreatitis and now she's going to have this surgery. But got to Knox Private Hospital and got in there, saw Pearl all strapped up. So I'm trying to make it fun. Like, that's what, Mum, you know, Pearl's just in bed. She's good. You know, she'll be fine. But we wanted to spend the day with Pearl because you really want to, you know, find out what's happening, want to be there for her supportive family. But very hard to keep a five-year-old entertained at a hospital.
Mm.
So she's getting antsy and there's iPad? Another... didn't have it.
Oh.
Didn't have my iPad. There's another lady, a lovely lady. Shout out to her too.
Couple Fee, of ward
who's
visits.
In the ward. But she's running around. I'm like... And so eventually I said, you know, what we should do... After about an hour, I said, Trix... We should go to the shop. There's a shop! That got her so excited. But in actual fact, it's not a shop. Oh. It's a chemist. It's a pharmacy. So we go into the... And it's a small pharmacy.
But they've got some good little toys in there.
Well, yeah. They had a few little... they're for like newborn babies.
Babies, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so we're in the... So Trixie, we get to the chemist and look on her face. Well, this isn't a shop.
This is
funny. Oh, no, it is a shop.
This is not a Toys R Us.
Trix, look at these cool things. And then I've grabbed like for $10, this like little manicure pad. It's got... You know, there's manicure sets that have... Tweezers, nail clippers, scissors. I've got
very handy when you're in hospital.
Look at this, Trix. This is amazing. And she's sort of looking at it, going, could I have a flower on it?
Okay.
She's like, oh, Mummy, what is it? I said, they're special tools. Like, you can be a doctor. And so she's gone, oh, like, blew her mind. She's got a little manicure set. We've gone back up to the ward and she said, it blew her mind. Honestly, it dealt with 2 hours of entertainment. She was walking around. She was pretending to be a doctor with her manicure set. In fact, I think I've got some audio. This was her trying to fix Pearl with her nail clippers in the hospital.
Saying tomorrow you will be better, but it's also saying that your blood is trying to, like... get your brain to stop thinking.
Should I be thinking?
No, you're still thinking, but soon you won't be able to think, so I have to fix this quickly before you'll stop thinking.
she was all... I mean, there were times she was... I thought she was going to pull tubes out of Mum's arms.
Sure.
I'm like, leave the tubes there. But I was amazed, Fev. It's like I brainwashed her. You can convince kids things are cool.
100%, Boxy. I need Trixie to come in here and fix me because I don't reckon enough blood goes to my brain because I don't think much.
131060, I'd love to hear any examples of parents. What have you convinced your kids is cool?
Yeah.
It's like that day when you go, I've got nothing, and suddenly you can make a plastic bag anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, remember I told you when I was a kid, I didn't have a toy at this particular time in my life, and like Mum filled a plastic bag with water and I thought it was a baby.
Yeah.
And I like walked around with warm water in a plastic like freezer bag.
Wow.
That was hours of entertainment.
We kick a footy around in the house when we were kids, but then Mum banned us because we smashed so many windows. So I used to have to roll up my old footy socks. So Mum rolled them up and then put tape around it. So you kick the balls around. So you kick the socks around. Yeah. It's like a heart. It's like a footy.
Clever.
Good fun, see?
I did that with my kids. Nah, not good.
No, they're not buying it.
And then I showed them the footy.
Lulu's a bit too switched
I showed
on.
Them, which is coming up a bit later, about the Royals. I said, hey, how cool's Dad? Lulu sat on the couch and goes, you're not that cool.
Anyway, I mean, quite often,
literally said
quite often
cool.
I know with kids, I know with my son, a stick can be hours of fun.
Yeah.
Just a
he's
tweet.
American, though.
I love
well,
what, you've,
nothing to do with it.
What you've passed off as entertainment 13, to a kid.
10, 60 is the number.
1019, The Fox.
Mum has just gone into surgery, so that's a minute into her surgery, having her gallbladder removed. Big day at the Knox Hospital for the Box family yesterday.
Well, these are live updates. She's literally, as we speak.
The anaesthetist has put in the
surgery was
right.
at 8 8 a.m.
So good.
So I agree. Oh, I love that too. Is it wrong to
At the end of the year,
it's unusual.
Boxing Byron, I used to go, okay, end of the footy season, what needs operation? Oh, that finger, a little bit of arthritis. Yep, that snapped. I need to go get an operation.
Put me under.
I've had 3, tonsillectomy, appendectomy, cesarean. Mum hasn't had a surgery her whole life. This
really?
Is her first ever surgery.
She was so nervous.
She was. Okay. She was very nervous.
But it's not a competition.
Anyway, the point was I was at the hospital all day yesterday with Trixie, a 5-year-old, and trying to entertain a child when you don't have anything to entertain them with. You make up stuff. And I bought, like, for $9.95 a little manicure set from the chemist, from the pharmacy. And it was hours of entertainment. She was, there were tools. She was running around fixing people with her little toolkit. Ash in Wonga Park, my hood. How are you, Ash?
Hello, I'm good, Phoebe. How are you?
Yeah, great. Mum just lives there on Jumping Creek Road.
Oh, don't give her a dress out.
Oh, sorry.
Now she's living in the hospital.
Now she's in the hospital. Ash, how have you entertained your kids?
It was my mum, actually, who gave me a leaf one day and connected me with a teddy bear. For years.
Your mum said a leaf was a teddy bear. I love your mum. That is. And did you fall for it, Ash? You loved it?
I did. I wasn't allowed to take my teddy bear to kinder, so I was checking it out the front. So, yeah, she handed me a leaf.
A leaf.
A leaf.
I try to be really cool when the two little ones were younger. Me was a bit older, so she got my little dad joke.
Yeah.
And they used to love the Kings of Leon, and when they used to be played on the radio. Oh, so we'd get in the car, and I used to tell them that was me that sung it. It was fair dinkum. And every time it had come on, because they thought it was cool, so I thought, oh, Dad's got to be cool. And they go, Dad, you're on. And we used to sing it.
You convinced your children you were a rock star.
Yeah, I was Kings of Leon. And then obviously they know that it's not me now because they've heard me sing.
You look a bit like the singer of Kings of Leon.
Jenny in Roeville. Hi, Jenny.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Good, Jenny. What have you? Now, you're a nurse, so well done already. Do a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually on my way home from work.
Yeah.
I had to pull over. I work in neonatal intensive care, so we deal with a lot of sick babies and their brothers and sisters come and, you know, distracted. So what we do is we get gloves and we blow them up with oxygen and make a big, like a hand balloon and we draw faces on them and they love them.
That's great.
Great idea.
Well done.
Yeah, love them.
Ingenious. Yeah. See, love them more than actual toys.
Or you could just get helium balloons, suck it in and...
Oh, that's a good trick as well. Never rule that one out.
I'd like some of that oxygen. Melissa, thanks for that, Jenny, and thanks for pulling over. Melissa in Sunshine West. Hi, Melissa.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Oh, Melissa, lovely to talk to you too. How have you distracted kids with something that wasn't necessarily a toy?
For about a year, anywhere I went, I could convince my 2-year-old that a coaster was a mobile phone.
like a drink coaster.
Didn't matter where we were, cafe or someone's house, if there was a coaster, she was happy.
That's great. Bev, are you writing notes?
Yeah, I was just trying to...
Who's that? You got a little coaster there
who
in the background.
Who was that, Melissa?
Hi.
Oh, hi. Is that your daughter?
That's Lucy. She's 6 now and Hannah's 2, so she's onto the coaster train now. She's yelling out as well.
Oh, hey, Lucy and Hannah.
She's talking into a drink coaster as we speak.
I was trying to think of that show, Boxy, that Agent 99. Or was it
Maxwell Smart.
Maxwell Smart, when he used to pull out his phone.
Shoe phone.
I used to do it when I was a kid. I did.
That's what he was Googling.
I used to do it when I was a kid.
You were just thinking
about it. This doesn't work. There's no one on the other end.
101.9 The Fox.
You will know our next guest. This is just a few of his many hits. We loved Hold Me Up. Obviously, the smash with Kygo. Firestone. And Healing Hands. I know Feef was all about Healing Hands.
Oh, I can't get enough of this.
Now, he's got a brand new single out called Changing, which we're going to get an acoustic of very shortly. It's a song that will give you all the feels. Great to have him back.
What an album, Healing Hands. I sing it every day. And the man with the actual Healing Hands is in the studio, Conrad Sewell.
Thank you, guys. I love that intro.
You are a big deal. And we love having you, and you're always fun.
Thank you, guys. I love you're coming in, you know.
Before we even have our fun chat, which we're going to do, you are going to perform Changing your new song to us.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Thank you, man.
This is one of my favourites, so I'm going to make you all cry.
Oh,
should we take it away?
Yes, let's do it.
Please do, yeah. And don't sing over the top of him. Don't try and join in.
with him. Very emotional.
I do. I'm a big cuddly teddy bear.
You are a cuddly teddy bear. That's a very good point. Anyway, here we go. This is the stunning new single from Conrad Sewell, Changing, which is available to buy and stream now. We're going to hear it live and acoustic on The Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Beyond help, more than I'd ever admit. I know you blame it all back on yourself, trying to bend just to fit. Oh, don't go changing just for me. No, don't go changing just for me. 'Cause whatever I said, whatever I did, you know I didn't mean. Oh, don't go changing just for me. You don't have to speak just to break the silence. Don't have to cry just to make me weep. Don't have to stand when the walls are shaking. Don't have to lie just to make me believe. Oh, don't go changing just for me. I've ruined every chance I've ever had without ever skipping a beat. You're there to hold my hand time and again, forgetting who you wanna be. Oh, don't go changing just for me. Oh, don't go changing just for me. 'Cause whatever I said, whatever I did, you know I didn't mean. Oh, don't go changing just for me. You don't have to speak just to break the silence. Don't have to cry just to make me weep. You don't have to stay. Don't go change a single thing.
Oh, so good.
That's Conrad Sewell.
Thank you.
Conrad Sewell.
Wow. I mean, I had to look after him during that. He got very emotional.
It was weird when he started cuddling. That was a bit weird.
The thing is, the tingles, that's what you want.
Absolutely, yeah. And it gave Fev the tingles.
Goosebumps.
It is Conrad Sewell, who is our guest. He's just performed the new single, Changing, which is available to buy and stream now. Always great to have Conrad Sewell. He's part of the gang here on The Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
And we love having you in town anyway, Melbourne, because you're doing a little bit with the racing at the moment.
Yeah. I've never been to Melbourne Cup, so we thought we'd book a show and come in and see what it's all about.
Oh, you learned
how they turn it on.
And how's it going for you?
It's been nice.
There was a gig that I was at that I saw Conrad at. Obviously, he's playing Stakes Day on the Saturday, yes. But he also played the Maya Spring Launch, and he got to perform, and he was just surrounded by runway models.
Oh, wow. It was amazing, yeah. I was sort of singing. I was singing Fire, and they were all sort of walking around me, and I could just sort of locked in on one specific girl.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we're getting married next week.
Hey! Well done.
I must say, I've never really got to spend too much time in Melbourne, but this trip I've been here for 4 days, whatever, and I think it's my favourite city. In
4 days?
Yeah. Well done.
Because we're always in Sydney.
How many songs have you sang in 4 days?
I had four this morning. And then,
Now, can I also say, I saw a photo of you last week hanging out with Conor McGregor, the man of the moment.
Yeah, it was a bit of a disappointment. Yeah, that
it was. I brought it on pay-per-view, but...
I was devastated. That was in Ireland. He came to a show and he took me out and we had a crazy night in Dublin. And this was pre me being sober. And
So Conor McGregor made you get off the drink. Yeah.
Was it almost a turning point? Did you say this is the extreme?
It was actually. You know what? I had to fly to London the next day. Me and Kygo were playing the O2 Arena and I was a wreck. I was still going in the airport and it was not good. But I mean, you're not going to go on a bender with Conor McGregor.
No, you're not.
It was worth it, but you know, I don't think I'd do it again. But he was such a great guy. It was battle of the egos that night. You talk about you for a bit, and then I'll talk about me, and we'll go back and forth.
It'd be a tough one to get into because if you started trumping him, he'd just bash you.
Yeah, totally.
That's a very good point. Anyway,
that guy rolls heavy. Like
he does.
He rolls in like two bomb-proof G-Wags, and it was everywhere we went. It was like people. But the club was just surrounded, and I mean, especially in Ireland, it was just like he's God there.
Now you're doing a bit of Craig David for us.
Yeah, I was a big Craig David fan back in the day.
Me too.
And little trivia: I actually wrote two songs on my album with Craig David, which will come later on.
Oh wow!
I'm a big fan, so I was lucky enough to work with him. So I'm going to do one of these old school gems.
You know, what a
song. Flip it up.
How many shadows last night?
Okay. Oh man.
I'm stumping.
You're being so creepy this morning. You just see how many shadows are.
Oh wow. All right. Sorry about him. Here we go. It's Conrad Sewell with his performing for R&B Fridays, a track from his mate Craig David. This is Conrad Sewell's version of Fill Me In, 101.9 The Fox, Fifi Fev and Byron.
This is Fill Me In. This girl next door when her parents went out, she phoned, said, hey boy, come on right around. Someone knocked on the door with a center with a bottle of red wine ready to pour, just a long black satin laced to the floor. So I went in, then we start down, start kissing, caressing, talk about jacuzzi, sounded interested, so we jumped right in. All calls diverted to answer phone. Please leave a message after the tone. I mean, me, her parents were kinda cool. They weren't trying to play your mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things that people in love do. Parents, but we're trying to find out what we were up to. Singing, why can't you keep your promises? No, see you'll be home by 12, then you're strolling in. Now you're dressed in black. When I left, you was dressed in white. Can you fill me in? Whenever the coast was clear, when she'd ask me to come round, I'd say, hey girl, come on right around here. So I knocked on the door, when I sat with my keys in my hand to my 4x4, jumped in my ride, chicken that nobody saw. Club be running, we got bop, bop, bop to the rhythm. Said it was early morning, and now we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it. Trying to play your mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things that people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Singing, why were you creeping round late last night? Why did I see two shadows moving in your bedroom? Now you're dressed in black. When I left, you were dressed in white. Can you feel me in? Wearing a jacket whose property. Said you were queuing for a taxi, but you left all your money on the TV. Can you feel me in? Speed up a little, Some of them are ace, some of them I love this. Some of them are on the mic, it's hopeless. Some of them I check, some of them I try this. So I just take no notice. When I rhyme, ba-ba-ba-ba like this. Jump around in my Adidas. Conrad Sewell, the R&B vocalist. Craig said I could steal this. Just give me that microphone. I would just brand new lyrics to get it on. So we can lace the front, lace the back with the remix. Come on, come on.
keeping it real, that's what I'm saying. Singing this lyrical display, big shouts to my peeps from around my way, my friends, my family, and all that know me now. Singing now, why were you creeping around? It's another one singing, why fill me in. Singing, why were you creeping down? It's another one.
Smooth.
It was very, Craig would be so proud.
Yeah. He's actually one of the nicest guys in the industry, I must say. He's probably one of my favourite guys that I've ever met. He's so lovely. Nice.
Yeah.
And like
good.
Such a hard worker.
He smells good.
Yeah,
smells good.
Yeah, well, you guys Craig, would have met him.
Yeah, I've
sure.
sat down and interviewed him. Yeah, yeah.
Better than Conrad?
No,
he smells
no,
amazing.
Divine.
Yeah, what is the, what cologne is that?
It's, I can't give it away, then everyone's going to get in.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, keep it quiet. Everyone's kind of onto it now. It's Le Labo Senthel.
Somebody Who yeah. came in here recently?
I got to get a new one. Everyone's
that.
Got it.
Yeah. Do you know who had that? I know. It's the names on the tip of my tongue. Vance Joy.
Vance Joy.
Not
yes,
even
yes he did.
He had that.
He had that.
I wrote
it
down.
It's a very specific smell.
I'm
you know it as
I'm
soon as
like,
you get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He did too.
Vance
it's
Joy and Conrad Sewell.
Somewhere on Brunswick Street.
Yeah, it's from New York, but they sell it here now, I think.
Anyway, he's not promoting perfume. He is promoting.
Let's talk about the music, guys.
The new single, Changing, is available now. We love when he comes in. He's going to have a great time at the races. He's got lots going on. At Conrad Official on all your socials to get around him. Of course, supporting Kygo as well on his Aussie tour. And that show hits the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. That's just a small little venue for you. The Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. That's not intimate, is it? That's going to be massive.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's on October 20. So it is all happening. That's this weekend, actually. Have fun with that.
Yeah,
have fun
at the races. And don't stress, mate. We'll hammer that song. And
thank
we'll
you so
sing
much,
it.
Yeah.
Number one breakfast show, bro.
Mate, we're all good. As long as I got you guys.
Yeah, we've got your back.
You clean up for the O's next year.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.